Committee Rules Northern Pass Application Complete read by an automated voice. By William Apolka. The New Hampshire Site Evaluation Committee, or SEC, has turned aside protests and deemed the Northern Pass Transmission Line application complete. The December 7th decision means the licensing process for the 192-mile line to connect Canadian hydropower with the New England energy market can continue. The committee, which voted 6-0 to accept the application, is expected to rule in about a year. Project opponents had maintained that the application was incomplete because developers had not shown they had property access along its entire route, especially at its northernmost point. State environmental officials and a group representing independent power producers had raised questions about site access. But Commissioner Catherine Bailey told a crowded hearing room that all the state agencies with permitting authority had concluded the application is complete. "I have a ton of questions about the application," she said, according to a report by New Hampshire Public Radio, "but I'll start the discussion by saying I think that what they're required to provide in order for us to proceed is complete." In its letter declaring the application complete, the State Department of Resources and Economic Development said that the project will use existing corridors to cross five state forests under the department's management. However, it cautioned that any project-related impacts to properties purchased through the Land Conservation Investment Program would require legislative action. Also, under the Federal Land and Water Conservation Act, any impacts outside of existing utility rights of way in Bear Brook State Park would require substitution of equivalent recreation properties, subject to the approval of the Interior Department. Northern Pass Transmission, a subsidiary of Eversource Energy, was pleased with the panel's ruling. "We appreciate the hard work that the SEC and other state agencies have put into reviewing the contents of this lengthy application, and we are eager to begin the next phase of the state permitting process," it said in a statement. The owner of the land alongside state highway rights of way that developers want to use said it was disappointed but not surprised. As members of the SEC acknowledged, certain property rights are in dispute. The question is when and how those property right issues are taken into consideration by the SEC. The answer to that question is still unclear, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests said in a statement. The Society also has filed suit in Coos County Superior Court to stop the project. Eversource hopes to begin construction in 2017 and begin importing power from Hydro-Québec in spring 2019.